This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that this world was being watched closely by an intelligence far greater than man's.
Stay down, Eric.
That as man went about their little affairs, serene in their empire over the petty surface of this minute sphere, we were being watched and studied.
Good afternoon. This is Free Liu. It's Resource Center. For those who don't know about this world, that movie is a trailer for War of the Worlds Goliath. And like I said, if you don't know about this, where have you been? Seriously, War of the Worlds Goliath won the Los Angeles 3D Film Festival, beating the likes of Madagascar 3, Paranorman, and Tinkerbell Secret of the Wings. And I'm here with Executive Director of Tripod Entertainment, the company behind the movie. Leon Tan is here. And so welcome and congratulations. I know all of BFM have been trying to get a hold of you.
Well, thank you for having me on board the Enterprise.
All right. The real show.
Yes.
The one that matters. Okay, now, when I heard about this award, and great, you've beaten the likes of Madagascar 3, how prestigious is this award, actually?
I think this award, it caught us by surprise because we were up against real Hollywood blockbusters. But I believe that, for one thing, we knew that the award or the people who were doing the selection, they were looking for something unique and different. And of course, the 3D technology or the technical quality had to be there at the same time. So I guess they picked us above the other Hollywood blockbusters. So We're grateful for that.
And of course, the purpose behind this interview as well is just to understand how a locally produced movie is marketed overseas, and how because it involves a collaboration with a few countries to do this, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, and when did the whole process begin? The take us down this journey.
Well, the process began about 4 to 5 years ago when Tripod, the company, was formed. Tripod is really a joint venture between myself, Mike Blumendahl, who's a New Zealander who's lived in Malaysia for 20 years, practically a Malaysian now, and Joe Pearson, who's animation producer based in Los Angeles. Joe and I met on a bus in Tokyo in 2006. And when we became friends, and I went over to his place in Los Angeles. It's a nice place by...
Went to his crib.
His crib, yeah, by Venice Beach, no less, yeah. And he had a lot of great intellectual property that he had conceptualized for animation. And one of them that really caught my eye was War of the Worlds Goliath. It was called War of the Worlds Ares at the time. It was designed for a children's television series. But I looked at it and I thought, hey, we could really make a movie, an actual movie in the anime style for everyone, but more targeted towards the more mature stories that we used to enjoy as children, like Raiders of the Lost Ark or whatever. An action-adventure animation, in this case for Waterworld. So that's how it started. And I was very excited. I brought it back to Malaysia. And we were, at the time, funded by MAVCAP. And MAVCAP looked at our project and said, this was an interesting opportunity to develop for our industry. So they funded us. They were the first of the investors.
Okay, and which is very interesting. I think this will be probably the first of that kind of investment that they would put down in.
Yes, we were one of the first creative industries, so to speak,
right.
And certainly the first film or the first animation project.
Okay, so and how much did it cost to produce this, and who are the investors?
MAVCAP came in first. MDEC followed very quickly with a training grant, what they call a customized incentives training grant. Later on, when we decided to turn the film into a stereoscopic 3D film, which would be Malaysia's first animated stereoscopic 3D, BSN, through its creative industry loan, came on board. And finally, FINAS and Pemandu, through the CGI fund, funded the completion of the funds.
Okay, was it easy, getting hold of the funding and all that?
Well, You know, there's an old saying among people who invest, the first dollar is the hardest.
Right.
Then the other nine is not just easier. But the good thing for us was that MavCap funded us before, or rather funded my and Mike Blumendahl's company in 2004. And we had a track record, I think, of running companies to their satisfaction, I would say. So when Tripod was formed with a view to make War of the Worlds Goliath, I think they were willing to go for a second round.
Okay.
And I'm glad they did.
Okay, so it was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes.
Okay, and by the time the film was produced, what actually happened in that process, you know, where you get picked for the awards? You know, what is the industry like? You know, the middlemen, the lot of things that happens behind the scenes.
Are you talking about at the end of the production?
At the end of the production.
Okay, well, you know, it's making movies or television series, or, you know, it's a funny thing. We there is the creative process and the production phase, but of course all these things are fundamentally businesses, so they have to be commercialized. And very often you turn over your baby, if you like, your product to distributors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I liken the process to, we as the producers, you know, we are running a 26-kilometer marathon. We run 25 kilometers, then we're contractually obligated to stop and turn over the last kilometer to a distributor. Now, it's a very strange way of doing business, but this is the way this kind of business has been done for decades. And it was something that we had to get used to, and fascinating process, I would say.
Okay, and also even getting into the Los Angeles 3D Film Festival, when was the whole submission process, and, you know?
Here's the thing. When we finish the film, obviously the first thing we want to do is put it in front of audiences, because that's why we made the film, you know. And we've been going through many trade shows in the last 2 years while the film was being made to understand the process of distribution and commercialization. Most of the time, through trade missions by Finas and MDEC. During that process, we also build up a Rolodex of distributors, and we get an idea of what that gauge the interest for our film for various markets. And at the same time, we're trying to engage an audience, build hype, you know, to create an audience who would be interested in watching the film when it's completed.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the San Diego Comic-Con 4 years running, from 2009 to this year. Every year through the help of our executive producer, Kevin Eastman, who's the co-creator of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hot item at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
So he always promotes the film, our film, with us at Comic-Con. So that's how we built a global following through Comic-Con and then on Facebook and other social media. So this year what we did was we put the film, we actually screened the film for us, the San Diego audience, in July.
Mm-hmm.
And the response was terrific. It was a complimentary screening, but we wanted to see, you know,
the reaction.
You know, I would say that Comic-Con is the toughest focus group in the world for our kind of movie, because they're all science fiction fans and they take science fiction very seriously. You know, so
Religion.
Kinda, you know, it's a way of life. So what they do is the response was awesome. So that made us feel like, hey, you know, we might be getting something going here. And then we got an inquiry from the 3D Film Festival in Los Angeles to say, we noticed you did well in Comic-Con, you are a 3D film, do you want to join us?
I see.
So we submitted our film. And what we didn't know was that we entered into some kind of competition with other...
Oh, you didn't know?
We didn't know in the beginning, to be honest. So we went to the film festival, and the reception was great. It was in the same venue as the Emmys, you know, just before the Emmys started. It was a beautiful place called LA Live in the heart of Los Angeles downtown. And I was told that our screening was one of the highest attended screening during the film festival. And thereafter, we won the award.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, the revenues behind this, we'll have that chat with Leon Tan from Tripod Entertainment right after this. Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Bond frustrates Moneypenny. BFM. 89.9.
It's Resource Center. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu, Leon Tan, Executive Director of Tripod Entertainment, the people behind War of the Worlds Goliath, the movie that won the Los Angeles 3D Film Festival. We're trying to understand how a locally produced movie is marketed overseas and how it manages an international collaboration. So right now, you know, when we talk about movies, where are the revenues? Is it from being released and being screened?
Well, for our film, the first round of revenues will come from the distribution of the film, and distributors will take the rights of the film and sell it in all territories around the world. Either it's cinematic, you know, it's for theatrical release. It'll be on television, on pay-per-view, or VOD, or free-to-air, and on DVD, Blu-ray, DVD, and also new media, which is increasingly a new revenue stream.
Right.
That would be the first round of revenues, I'd say.
New media?
New media, like downloads, okay. iTunes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and the movie has not been released yet?
Malaysia will be the first country.
When's that happening?
November 15th.
Okay.
It's a nationwide theatrical release in 3D and in 2D. So November 15th, guys, don't forget.
Okay. It was proudly Malaysian as well. You know, so from there on, we're having one, and of course part two is merchandising.
Yeah,
The t-shirts.
Yeah, the merchandising, the spin-offs, the games publishing, yeah, you're right. T-shirts, toys, hopefully.
Has any conversation started already in this direction? Already?
Definitely.
Oh,
yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, we can't really announce these yet, but there are very interested parties wanting to take up what we call ancillary rights, which would be, as you say, the merchandising bits, you know, the publishing and so on.
Will there be anything to buy on November 15th?
Unfortunately, not yet, but very soon.
Okay.
If I may, we plan to launch a bunch of comics based on War of the Worlds Goliath. On the smartphone or tablet, you know, as an app, on the Google Android market,
right,
and the iOS. Hopefully, that should be out maybe in 3 months
that's
or so.
That's developed locally.
That's currently developed locally. Yes, 10 comics, which were actually made. They are already ready. They were done about a year ago, and they were published in Heavy Metal magazine, which is the top science fiction fantasy magazine in the world. Also owned by Kevin. Now that that print publication is done, we were going to convert them into digital. So it'll be an interactive experience watching these comics. And hopefully that should be out very early next year. We're also developing a game app with App Explorer Sniam Berhad, who's a great game developer. They released Lightopus last year to critical acclaim. We are working on that right now with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just a little bit back to production. Was everything produced locally?
The film was produced in Malaysia in a sense that it was produced by Tripod. Tripod assembled an international team to make it work. As much as we could, we did everything in Malaysia. But in some of the areas where there was no Malaysian expertise or no critical mass of expertise that we needed, we had to do it overseas.
Such as?
For example, the main production of the animation, which is very heavily traditional 2D cell animation integrated with CG animation.
Makes sense to me.
It essentially is hand-drawn characters sitting in 3D models.
Jeez.
You know, like the vehicle you're sitting on.
It's very
is,
manual 3D. Intensive.
It's
labor intensive.
Well, it's just that our country at this time hasn't had a long history of developing this kind of expertise in this particular kind of animation, while the Koreans and the Japanese have actually fundamentally. So that part had to be sent to Korea. So we developed a co-production arrangement with a Korean company, Sunmin Image Pictures. This is the same company that Cartoon Network uses for Ben 10, the TV series.
Yeah. All right.
So they had a lot of knowledge and deep expertise in integrating 2D and CG animation. That said, Goliath was the most difficult and challenging project they've ever done. because our standards, even by, you know, us Malaysians, we were expecting a lot.
Of course.
So we pushed them. And many times when they hit a brick wall, we stepped in and together we came up with solutions to affect the, you know, to work out the problems.
Okay.
So it was really a deep collaboration, you know. I'm proud to say, though, that the majority of the pre-production of this film, all the designs that you see on screen, all the ships and the vehicles and the props and the environments, mm-hmm. were all proudly conceptualized here in Malaysia by a company called Studio Climb. And the stereoscopic 3D, mm-hmm. the actual 3D where you wear your glasses, right? Mm-hmm. All that was done by a company called Basecamp Films here in Malaysia as
right.
well. So this is really a two major, three actually. All the audio was done by ImagineX Studios right. in Malaysia.
And obviously some things need to be outsourced and it
some
just makes sense, right?
Right.
So November 15th, Malaysia. What about the other parts of the world?
Well, sales of War of the Worlds Goliath, in a distribution sense, will commence at the American Film Market in Santa Monica, which is about 7 days away. So the sales cycle for this film begins in a week.
Okay.
And the actual sales cycle would be about 12 to 18 months as it makes its way through various trade shows and is sold in various territories.
Okay, so you can't say, right, it's going to be a global screening, you know, like a movie's going to come out, it's going to be aired at the screen at the same time.
For the moment, no. We just had to see the outcome of the sales, which we hope will be significant.
Okay. Do we know the U.S.?
We are in discussions with various parties now in the United States for the release of the film,
mm-hmm.
Including theatrical.
Mm-hmm.
We can't confirm these yet, but we are in discussions for sure.
Okay. And, you know, what other ancillary incomes do you see? Because I know you were saying that there's also 3D revenue. There are all these little pockets where money can be made.
Yep. Well, I think the first step is to make sure we have a successful distribution of the film itself and capture a wide audience globally. That kind of audience creates a market for ancillary products like merchandising and publishing and mm-hmm. so on, even selling the soundtrack of the film, you know, all that kind of stuff. So our key focus right now is to build the biggest and loyal audience as much as we can, and that is through distribution. So the next 12 to 18 months, we're going to see how that pans out. Meanwhile, we will continue ancillary rights exploitation anyway. As I said, we were going to do those comics, right, on apps, and we're going to do a game app.
So the game app isn't free?
I don't think so.
99 cents or 199?
Maybe the light version.
The light version. Okay.
Yeah. But at the same time, we are talking to a toy company, an international toy company,
wow.
to release a collection of toys. And also, there's a pretty popular publishing group that's looking at making comics and the Art of War, the World's Goliath, or, you know.
Is it be given an M or a D? Now, some people who are excited about
yes.
this process and all that, and really, what is how long is this gestation period?
Well, our film was unique in a sense because when we started out making War of the Worlds Goliath, we envisioned it as a DVD movie. And in 2007 or 8, you know, when the film was greenlit, the DVD market was really strong worldwide. And within a year, it practically disappeared because of, I guess, piracy or Netflix and things like that, downloads and so on. So we had to very quickly, in the middle of production, upgrade the production to include cinema, making a theatrical quality release, allowing us that space of revenues that we weren't considering at the time. And by 2009, when Avatar came out and the potential of 3D was clear, we then moved into saying, hey, let's make a 3D version of this film. Yeah. So those sorts of moments of continuous adapting the film to the needs of the market was the reason why the film took that long, really.
But that's the reality, isn't it?
That's true.
If you're gonna use a movie that's very much dependent on technology, you've got to be looking at what's happening globally and have to make these changes along the way. So yours is an exception. It's about 5 years. That is an exception in a way.
It would, I would say it would be an exception. I mean, if Tripod makes other films and other projects, we're not going to take that long for one. We've learned so much about the filmmaking process and the commercialization process. We are also now able to make several projects simultaneously now, mm-hmm. instead of just one project. And so hopefully we get to carry out phase two of Tripod's development and life.
So there's War of the Worlds Goliath Part 2.
I hope so.
Alright, so how do you think this has positioned Malaysia, if at all?
Positioning Malaysia as a market or industry?
And suddenly this film that comes from Malaysia, where?
Right. I'll tell you this. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised wherever I go when I put this film out, that the fact that it comes from Malaysia doesn't matter,
right.
really.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. At Comic-Con, right, and also at the Los Angeles 3D Film Festival, I think very few people cared whether it came from Malaysia. And those who did care were more curious,
right.
and it sounded very intriguing to them, you know. And I just came back from Spain, by the way, from the Sitges International Film Festival, where our film was selected for screening at Sitges, yeah. It's the top, it's the most prestigious science fiction fantasy film festival in the world.
Right.
And they accepted our film. In fact, they invited us over.
Oh.
So we screened the film there to a Spanish or Catalan-speaking audience.
Hmm.
And they loved the film, you know. So they don't care either where it's from, you know.
Hmm.
And
I think that's important because it's quality at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's quality and it's story.
It's story,
it's
at
story
the end of the day,
essentially.
And it shouldn't be about where you're from. Or
yeah, yeah. And that was how we conceptualized War of the Worlds Goliath. We wanted to say, that the first thing we said was, we want to make a film that anyone, anywhere could connect with.
Mm.
And that's how we started, you know, from the outside in, if you like. If we can do it globally, hopefully Malaysian audience would just follow suit and be a success.
All right. Yeah. November 15th is the date. Make sure you catch that movie. You know, great speaking to you, Leon Tan from Tripod Entertainment. So War of the Worlds Goliath, November 15th. Check it out. Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.